However, the second question I've thought about a lot. I think that some react strongly against the scripture reading or singing during the Lord's Supper because they have succumbed to the myth of personal autonomy. Let me explain. Ironically, as the evangelicals, as individuals, we often are in danger of thinking that true spirituality is found in a time of quiet personal reflection. That 2 or 3 minutes when the bread and the cup are being passed around in the assembly. And heaven help the worship leader if he disturbs this moment of reflection that we are engaged in. But let me take issue with that. I'm in the process of writing a book for members of the church focusing on what we believe is taking place at the Lord's table. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding amongst our people that it's only in our own mind, it's only memory. I think that's wrong. I think God is active in what is taking place in the table. And in reading the scriptural accounts and observing the practices of the ancient church, I'm once again, however, impressed that the table was far more than a place of quiet reflection on what it cost the Savior to bring forgiveness of sins. For the ancient church, the Lord's Supper was closely connected with the ethos of a meal. To be sure, as an anticipation, this meal was an anticipation of the final banquet with the Messiah. Now true, it was tinged with the sobering truth that it cost the life of the Son of God. And it was tinged with the truth that a betrayer was at the table and we ought to engage in self-examination. But you cannot get away from the fact, if you look at the ancient church in the early centuries, that all partake of the one loaf, and it is the visible expression of the unity of the body of Christ. There is something going on horizontally there, and that is just as much of spiritual concern as this vertical relationship. That is why we do this together in the church, in the assembly, and that's very, very important, rather than individually taking it in a private room. Now, I have nothing against the silent prayers we take the bread and cup. By long habit, I do it myself. But at the same time, there's a clear horizontal dimension to this. And we need to work on this. Without this understanding, we will forfeit a vital part of the biblical witness. I believe we need to say much more on what is the appropriate preparation for the supper and how we express our unity together at the table. Once again, we believe the Lord is active in what takes place. Let us prepare to come to the table in light of this awesome reality.